Welcome to ContenderCast, a global leadership and consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast centered on shining a light on bright ideas. And now, here's your host, Justin Hahnemann.
Thanks for staying. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing and following. It's Justin Hahnemann, ContenderCast. We're shining a light on bright ideas. You guys, we are covering a topic and products we have never covered in nearly 600 episodes. You're going to learn all about camper vans today, like, and all the things you can do with a camper van conversion. Like, I can't even wait. I mean, like, this is so cool. I'm very excited about this topic. You're going to learn all about Nuvo. That's the company we're covering today. And Paul Albert is on. You could say Albert, but it's better to say Albert. Paul, so great to have you on the podcast.
Hi, thank you very much. And I like the Aubert. It's Aubert. Perfect.
I mean, that's like perfect, right? So great to have you with us, man. What a cool business you have. And I can't even wait to unpack it. Like I said earlier, we just have never covered this space before. And so I'm really excited to hear from you. Let's get started with your background before launching the business.
Well, so thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here. I'm from France. Of course, you can hear with my bad French accent. Raised and born in the suburb of Paris, doing some studies in the south of France, Marseille, and then traveling a lot, Mexico, Brazil, Spain. And then we had this crazy idea with a friend. We are both the co-founders had this entrepreneurship wants and needs. So I did some business school. My business partner did a digital school, and we wanted to create a company. But when you are 24, 25 years old, you don't really know what you're going to do, how you're going to do, where do we start? And sure. So we wanted to create a company, but we wanted also to travel. So we were thinking, how can we do? What can we do? Travel was in our blood. And so we decided to say, okay, how can we mix entrepreneurship and travel? And that's how the company, how the project started.
Got it. Wow. That's pretty cool. I love that. And a lot of our listeners were like, yeah, I like that space too. So how did you go from we have this idea to actually figuring out what the product was going to be?
So what we started is that we were in San Diego. Ben, my business partner, was doing an internship in a web agency in San Diego, and we wanted to create this concept of traveling. But we were thinking about it, and we saw so many school buses that we don't have in France that you have a lot in the US, and there are these iconic vehicles that you see everywhere in the US that are beautiful. And so we started seeing them, and we're like, oh, maybe we can buy a bus and then travel. And we loved Central and South America. So maybe we can cross 16 countries from San Diego to Buenos Aires in a school bus that we convert into a mobile home. But then we thought, like, just the two of us in a bus, it's not going to be funny. It's not going to be enough entrepreneurship on it.
Right.
And so we decided to say, let's build a hotel on wheels. So we started building this versatile inside in a school bus, 39-foot school bus that we called Natasha. And we decided to say, okay, let's build inside like a hotel where people can come and jump inside the bus. And so we worked during 3 months, built everything on the inside so we can have a cozy, comfy, but also create like all the possibility for people to travel in a comfortable way. And so 3 months in San Diego, built this bus, and then starting crossing 16 countries. We received 60 people in a year for 12 days trips. And we were like, how can we try to develop this company? How can we make from a project to a company?
Right.
And we decided to go all the way to South America and receive so many calls of people saying, I want to travel this way. So we have the bus. Natasha is in Buenos Aires. We are mid of 2018. And we decided with Ben, okay, let's build the first hotel on wheels in North America. So we sent back the bus into Jacksonville in Florida and created all the visa documentation preparation for the company and started to launch like Hotel on Wheels in the USA.
Oh my God, Hotel on Wheels. That's crazy. And so who was your target market? Like, who were you going after with that?
Mainly Europeans. Europeans, imagine if you are French and you can travel in the most beautiful national park in the country and some in the world, inside a school bus, and you can and keep going and traveling all around. Some customers told us, like, they crossed the Golden Gate Bridge in a school bus for them, it was just insane. So we really wanted to target Europeans.
Sure. That's amazing. And how did it go? What were the early days? What was the feedback? And what were the things you had to adjust to make it work?
So we received lots of very good feedbacks. It was very, very interesting, but it was very challenging because you deal with a lot of different, the risks are very, very high. You need, if you want to expand, you need to find drivers, you need to find buses, you can have maintenance, you have accidents, you have so many issues that we said, okay, and we were dependent on like how like the economy can grow, how people like were wanted to come, how like the flight ticket were growing. So many differences of factors that can make our company like very complicated to develop. And moreover, that was 2019. So with the COVID hit us. And so travel ban, there's no way to come to the US. And we were like, what are we gonna do? We purchased some short buses. What are we gonna do? We cannot travel, we cannot bring people to the outdoor. We cannot develop the company. So we had these short buses. We were three best friend co-founders, a garage in Las Vegas. And we started to say, okay, let's try to sell this van. We need to eat. We need to put pasta in our plates. So we built these buses in our garage. And when we put the first one on a Facebook marketplace, we received 500 demands.
Wow.
So this is how we came from the travel agency going to the camper van. I'm sure some of the listeners should have said, like, you were supposed to talk about like camper van, not hotel on wheels. But the backstory comes
my
from
bus
there.
Hotel. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
We are in
Las Vegas. We have six short buses. We are three co-founders and starting to build them. At the end of the six first buses, we had enough capital to hire one employee and get into a warehouse. And that's when we started the production of our camper vans.
Amazing. And so, but I'm guessing then the strategy had to shift as you were moving from buses to camper vans, right? And then and talk about that shift. And then how did you have to go after a different buyer? Do you know what I mean? A different customer?
Well, first, we started with the buses because a school bus cost $5,000 to $6,000 to purchase. So as we had no money, the banks, as we are foreigner, were not very helping us give borrowing money. So we had to generate our cash flow. So we are bootstrapping all the time. Every penny that we were making, every penny that we're getting, we were reinvesting in the company. If you want to buy a new Ram Pro Master, it's about $60,000. So first we needed to buy some buses. So we did about 17 buses, and then we had enough money to buy the first van. And then starting to have the ball rolling and get the ball rolling and being able to buy a brand new vehicle and sell to customers. Of course, you don't have the same target because school buses, moreover,
right.
3 years ago, it was a bit for hippies or people that doesn't really want to spend a lot of money. But we were selling the school buses for $80,000, $90,000. So it was a kind of a high price for this segment, moreover for like a 2008 vehicle. But then when we shift into the Ram Pro Master, it was interesting to see that more people were coming because they wanted new vehicles. And we had like one specific target that was not what we wanted, but what the market told us is sure. That there were half and full-time living. So people who spend like more than 180 days inside a van, not because they have to, but because they want to. And that was an interesting mindset and a shift in our way of marketing and building the vans, that we understood that after COVID, the combination of working remotely and Starlink from Elon Musk was a new era, the beginning of a new era. You can work from anywhere. Imagine you are walking in Yellowstone and you see like the wolves and the bears around you. You can do it now, but that's right. New. And in the mindset, the shift was also that what I understand working here, that you have this famous actor that in a web series said, like, be careful, if you don't work well at school, you're going to live down by the river. That was a threat
right.
From your parents.
But now people want to live by the river and work.
Exactly.
That's pretty
that's
funny.
A lifestyle. That's a life. Like that's a goal. And people say, now I want to live down by the river.
That's really cool. For those who don't know, Nuvo, designed for the evolving needs of remote workers, retirees, travel nurses, and adventurers, these vans represent a vision for seamless integration between life's work and pleasure. So very, very cool. Okay, so two concepts you're focused on, the Nuvo Lite and the Nuvo Plus. Talk about those two and how people should think about those.
So the Nuvo Lite is really our best seller, one that we've been designing since 3 years. We worked during 3 years to receive feedbacks. People love this design. Really a European design. A little point on the product is that Class B RV, so camper vans, are very popular in Europe. We have tiny roads. We have tiny parking lots. Everything is tiny regarding the US. So US were used, like East US is the country of RVs, but Class A or Class C, the big or the medium size. And now that people are looking to downsize, Class B has emerged as a new, like high-class RVs. So we wanted to promote the European style that we have in Europe, that what American loves, and we developed the Nuvo Lite. That was for couples or single travelers. And then we're working very closely with Stellantis, that is the company that own Dodge and so many other companies, they released a new chassis that called the Super High Roof, which is 10 inches higher than the regular high roof. And that gave us like a new possibility of design. So that was very interesting because it's the first time that the super high roof going to be on the American land. So we are the first company in the country that's going to release the Nuvo Plus. That's going to be beginning of May.
Interesting.
So I can talk about it, but not too much.
That makes sense. No, that's great. And are you still bootstrapping, or is it something you see scale building around you?
So we've been bootstrapping, but I would say on an ideal way for entrepreneur, because we've been bootstrapping, but we can see the sales growing quickly. We can see the customers very happy of our van. So we've been doubling the quantity we've been producing and selling since day one. So that's very exciting for an entrepreneur because you know that you don't need investors. I have so many friends that develop like SaaS B2B softwares, and they need to survive. We don't need to survive. The only thing that we like is that we are now backed by some banks. And when you are in this industry, because it's a heavy investment, you're happy to have banks that can help you.
Right.
And if we want to accelerate the growth as we are doing now, we are trying to find funds, but that's to keep accelerating the growth.
Got it. Makes sense.
We're doing both.
No, that's great. And then how are you building awareness? And are you pre-selling now, or how do you think about that?
So that's interesting. We are, since the beginning, we've been doing pre-build, so pre-selling, but that's a bit tight in terms of production because you need to wait for a customer. As we are now second stage manufacturers, certified second stage manufacturer for Stellantis, we order 120 vans. And so we have vans waiting in the parking lot and it just go bang, bang, bang. And as we have our model, we can just produce it. So we do have customers that come and say, I want to have this color, I want to have this option. So we are still doing the pre-building, but then we are building inventories. We've seen that on this industry, RV dealers has been like the way of selling RVs since decades. And what we try to be to make a bit differently is that with internet, with all the influencers, with all the new targets that are coming into the market, going to a dealership nowadays is not anymore the only way. It's one way, but not the only way. When you look at Tesla or Rivian, you don't find like a Tesla in a Ford dealership or any car dealership. They develop their own way of selling. So I think that there is some way. Of course, Elon Musk is the disruptive guy, but I think he's like, you can do some different way, having like some showroom, because people want to see your vehicle. But we, for example, we do offer flight tickets to come to Vegas for a weekend, so you can check out our vans and enjoy a bit the casinos.
No, that's amazing. And you're right. I mean, the way that you shop for most things now has shifted and evolved, right? Sometimes you still want to touch and feel, but, you know, I think if people know the product, then they can, you know, select and buy. Very, very exciting. What are the keys for you for growth in the next 6 to 12 months as you're getting product out and in the market?
I would say that we are expanding. We are moving from a 6,000 square feet warehouse to a 20,000 square feet warehouse.
Wow.
So that's going to be
huge.
Yeah, that's going to be You can't imagine how excited we are. We've been pushing the walls as much as we can, but now this is one of the. I mean, there is no other possibility for us than if we want to increase the production capacity, we need to add steps to our production line. We have five steps now. We need to have 12. So that way you more than double the production. That's first step. And then how can we sell more? How can we address more? So that's one of the things that we are working with our customers, that our ambassadors. Our idea and what we're starting to do is to have a network of ambassadors that we like to call our gladiators that are all around the country. And as they are so proud to be a Nuvo owner, they talk about it, they sell about it, and we pay them for that. So we have, I can tell you so many names, Mercy and Amy, we have Corey, Nico, Cecilio, et cetera, all these friends, customers that are so proud to be Nuvo owner that they want to promote the brand. So I would say that we want to be a bit disruptive in that way, that if each of our ambassadors sell like 3 van a year, we can grow quickly. And the more we have customers, the more we have ambassadors, the more we have sales. So we say love one that. Hand production, second hand ambassadors and sellings.
Got it. I love that. And interesting, right? And so why, when you say the number of steps in the process, it's like if you said 5 steps to 12 steps. So what are the new steps that have to be added?
So it's not new steps. Is that basically the step one is like opening the windows, putting the floor, pulling the wire, putting the ceiling, etc. If you take this step and you split it in three steps,
got it.
Then you will not have 2 person working in this step, but 6 person working on these steps. And you can go faster. So you have 12 vans working at the same time.
That's really cool. Very helpful. Interesting from a process perspective. Man, super excited for you. You've been an entrepreneur now in this space, especially for a number of years. Like, and we've got a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to our show. Like, what would be some advice you'd offer to them, especially those that are just kind of getting off the ground that might be in similar situations where they're bootstrapping at first, trying to get funding, trying to get in market? Like, what would be some advice you'd share with them?
I would say that, and that's only from my perspective, of course, but the bootstrapping for entrepreneurs is I would say, the very, very interesting route to do, because you are not spending time finding investors at the beginning, but you are here to find cash. So you are really like trying to develop, how can I find cash? And when you reach to this point, you are not like thinking, oh, it's okay. On the back of my head, I have some money, so I won't die. We did 1 week with $35 on the account. You can trust me. When you have this amount of money in the account, you find customers.
Right.
So I would say bootstrapping is a good way. Of course, it's always good to have money that can help you so you don't die. But I would say that if you can try to spend as much money as you can, as much time as you can to find money while selling and not asking for money, that's for me the most rewarded for you first, because you know your business is healthy and you know you can grow it because it's working. And also because then when you need money, you can say, hey guys, I don't need you. I propose you an opportunity. I give you one opportunity now is to jump on board. And I showed you that I know how to do business. I know how to sell my product, and my product is like the product market fit is perfectly fine. So that's something that I like to share to say, like, bootstrapping for me is like the best way to sell.
I love that. Such good advice. And I'm sure others are like, yeah, that's super helpful, especially in my situation. Okay, where'd the name of the company come from? Nuvo, Noovo, for those that have not visited the site. We'll talk about that in a minute. But where did the name come from?
So we changed a lot of names because we pivot a lot of the company. So right. We had My Bus Hotel for the hotel industry. And then we moved to Be My Van because we're an upfitter. Be My Van. But people were saying Be Me Van.
Be Me Van. Okay, we need to. Yeah.
Be Me Van all the time. And so we were thinking about, okay, we don't want to have a name where you say van on it. We want like a product-centric name. And as we are focusing and we are targeting half and full-time living, lots of people say, you changed my life. I have a new life now thanks to you. I have a new life, a new life, a new life. And in French, to say new, you say nouveau. It's not written N-O-O-V-O. It's a different way. But then one of our marketing guys say, hey, guys, yesterday I was thinking, but we are doing like a nouveau life, a new life for our customers. So now you have the nouveau that came through.
It's great. I love the name and the branding, and your website's amazing. And so cool. Excited for you, Paul. Where can our listeners find you, learn more, check out product, etc.?
So first, of course, you go to nouveaulife.com. That's the best way to find us. You can go on social medias. That's also the good way to see our product in pictures, YouTube, etc. And then we like to do events. So we're going to do about 15 events this year. In 2 weeks, I'm in Scottsdale. In 3 weeks, I'm in Austin. Then San Juan Capistrano. San Juan Capistrano is going to be a huge event. We're going to release the super high roof. We're going to bring lots of content. Medias and lots of friends are coming. So we are going to have some good French wine, French cheers. If you want to come in San Juan Capistrano, please contact us. And then check out Adventure Van Expo. We're going to do all the Adventure Van Expos.
Amazing. That sounds like a fun ride and a great way to launch and be out in market. Paul, so great having you on the podcast. Love your product and company, your early days with this one. So you got to come back on down the road and let us know how it's going.
With pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Contender Cast is powered by Contender Brands and is the top global consumer industries entrepreneurship podcast. You can find additional Contender Cast episodes on worldwide podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartMedia, YouTube, and other preferred podcast platforms. If you would like to be a guest on the Contender Cast, connect with us at contendercast.com. This is Brian Benson reminding you that every winner started as a contender.